For the mitzvah of pidgin haben, one requires peter rechem. It has to come out as a natural birth and conjure distinction to a C-section. This is what we find by Mila, that a C-section baby, we don't do on day 8 if it falls out on Shabbos. C-section is a debate in the Gemara, whether you do it day 1 or day 8. A sveka d'dina, so our meaning is, we don't do a C-section baby on Shabbos, because maybe it's a Mila Shavuot Bitzmana. So what about the concept of a forceps birth that you're being pulled out? It's coming out of the rechem, but it's not coming out of the stomach like a C-section, but the doctor's pulling it out, or whoever's pulling it out. So the question is that considered peter rechem or not? So what would be the issue? The issue is that Avnei Nezer that discusses the issue of chatzitza. Chatzitza is separation. In other words, an animal that's kedushas bechor, an animal that's born, so that the bechor behema, a bechor has born with kedusha. And what does it get? Its kedusha comes out, the head touches the rechem, and it gives it kedusha. So there's a discussion in the Gemara. What happens if you put something around the head and the head doesn't touch the rechem? So then it's a shayla. If it's a chatzitza, the specific case, so then it wouldn't have its kedusha. So the question is, what about a forceps birth? Because what happens, you put something in between and it's not touching. Like the Gemara's case, or is it like the Gemara's case? So do I say there's no Kedusha, or just like a Bechor Behema or not? So that's the Shaila the Avnei Nezer raises. We'll see, the Avnei Nezer concludes that in the case of a forceps anyway, it's not an issue because he's assuming the head's already emerged already, and when the procedure for a forceps or a vacuum, that's already after the procedure happened, so it already was peter rechem. But in a case where there wasn't, so it would be a real shayla. So that's what the Avnei Nezer raises, the issue of chatzitza. There's a famous shita of the Ragachav, which we don't really accept la halacha, but he writes the issue of maybe a forceps isn't like a din of a leda. In other words, it's like by C-section, we know you're not considered Milo Bizmana, and therefore you can't do a bris on day 8. It's not labeled a regular Leda. And therefore, Milo Bizmana on Shabbos is only day 8. You can't do a bris Milo on Shabbos. Also, the regular Shabbos says so too, by Pidgin Aben. This like C-section isn't a later Leda by Pidgin Aben. If you have a Pidgin Aben, there is no Pidgin Aben, because it's not Peter Rechem. So too, perhaps, a forceps isn't considered a way, then that's why you wouldn't have a Pidgin Aben. There's the issue of Chatzitza, perhaps according to the Avnei Nezer, he says, at the end of the day, he says it's not the way we have it, but in theory, Chatzitza would be a problem. However, there's a famous Ksach of Rav Moshe Feinstein, where many rely on, where he doesn't have a problem whatsoever. I mean, what does he deal with? Like, the Ragachev is a big Kiddush, so therefore, like, no one really accepts the Ragachev is Kiddush, that forceps doesn't have a din of a Leda. Most assume it does have a din of a Leda, so it doesn't have a Leda. So why isn't Rav Moshe concerned about the taina of the Avnei Nezer? So the Avnei Nezer himself might have said it's not an issue because it emerged, but let's assume it did emerge. So Rav Moshe says it's not a problem anyway, because where do we find this din of chatzitza? That's by a bechor behema. That's how a bechor behema gets kedusha. Generally, how does an animal get kedusha? When you makdish it. But an animal, when the bechor gets kedusha when it's born, the head touches the rechem, so it gets its kedusha. However, if there's a chatzitza, there's no kedusha. That's the issue. So by Bechor Behemer, he says, yeah, you have to know the case. But he says, by Pidgin Aben, There's no, it's not really a pigeon haben. It's not really the regular din of kedusha. It's just a melitza. It's just the word is used, pigeon haben, when not really redeeming the child. In other words, the pigeon, this isn't like a real kedusha changing. In other words, as the Vilna Gaon writes, it's pre-eschov. You got to give the kohen money. It's not really a kedusha at all. It's not like a bechor behema, where it's a din of touching the rechem gives a kedusha. And if it doesn't, there's no kedusha anyway. So therefore, Moshe says there's no problem. Forceps birth, perhaps a vacuum, there's no problem of chatzitza, and therefore you do pidyon haben. It's not even a suffix. You do it with a bracha. Because in general, we know the halacha is, as we said, C-section's a problem. It's not peter rechem. And therefore, even afterwards, the next baby, even born naturally, so we say no pidyon haben. Also, after a stillborn, we say no pidyon haben. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger has a chiddush, or it sounds like a chiddush, but many poskim accept it la halacha, that if it's a C-section and a nafel together, so then we don't even consider it like anything, because so the next baby you have will be considered your first and peter rechem, and you would do the pidyon haben. So that's the discussion regarding forceps, whether it's a din of leida or not. So if you assume like the Rugachev, so then you don't even begin the Shaila. There is no pidyon haben. Going to the Avnei Nezer, he concludes that it's not a problem with chatzitza because the head emerged already before the thing. It already got its status of peter rechem. He's assuming that the head touching the rechem. Rav Moshe says you don't have to worry about it because pidyon haben is a melitza. It's not a real din. It's no kedusha transferring. And therefore, the Moshe Paskin, you do pidyon haben with a bracha, even on a forceps baby.